From the Deef on the Roy recording studios in sunny southwest Florida, this is episode 182 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. I am Mike down in Tampa, St. Petersburg. Mr. Klinsman and Susie will join me momentarily. I'm just going to do a quick intro. We're not going to have the other two on to do some bantering. We wanted to shorten this episode up just a little bit because we're usually over an hour. We have a lot to cover, so lots of songs, lots of cool bands. I'm going to cover part two of Eat to the Beat at Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival. So that's all I have in studio. Without further ado, we're going to take a break, and we'll get right back and jump into the music and the bands. Concert series part two.
Part two of two. It's a beautiful thing.
And this thing is loaded, so we got to jump right into action, don't we?
Yeah, so where we left off, we were on October 2nd and 3rd with the American Authors. We talked about that at the end of last week.
Mm-hmm.
Known for Best Day of My Life. And then we kind of ended on, you know, not a high note, but they're a newer act. And then goes right back into it, October 4th and 5th, 2017. Mike's favorite and yours, Christopher Cross, known for his song Sailing.
Sailing is a great song, but never be the same as my favorite Christopher Cross song.
Which is that?
And I'll never be the same without you here. I'll live alone and ride myself behind my tears. Oh, and I'll never be the same without your love. I'll live alone and try so hard to rise above.
Pretty sure it's hide behind my tears, not ride my tears.
Hide behind my tears, whatever. You want to sing some Crisscross?
No.
So I was I was at the outlets the other day, a couple weeks ago. And we were walking through and all of a sudden I could hear, sailing.
And you just start laughing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where I've always heard it could be.
It's like the classic elevator song.
It's all right. Think we're gonna make it. Think we might work out right this time. It's all right. Think we're gonna make it. Think it might work out right.
If you walked into an elevator, every single time you walked into an elevator, we heard the instrumental version of Sailing.
Not at all.
I've been hurt before.
No, it reminds me of like riding around with my mom in the station wagon that had like the push button radio.
Yeah.
This time I did
a little difference. Why don't you just segue to think of Laura?
This is a Wednesday and Thursday, Billy. Are you going to make it up to see him?
I gotta work Wednesday and Thursday, but I might get somebody switch for me. I have to work both of those days, but I'm going to ask maybe a cha to work. It's alright, think we're gonna make it. I'm gonna ask maybe a daddy to work for me. It's alright. Maybe a Chandler. Think it might work out right, cause I won't be selling Ranger balls that day.
All these years you've been singing Christopher Cross, you still haven't seen him, have you?
That's a negative.
So you're like 0 for 4 now.
0 for 4. This is a big drought. This is a big drought.
Yeah, you gotta get out of this slump. I'll call Cha. You want me to talk to Cha?
Yeah. Hey, take a number 23 back. A number 23.
Yeah, give me his number, I'll call.
I'll see if Cha can work for me. Maybe a Derek, maybe a Chandler.
I'll call him and say, hey, Cha, this is Mike's agent for the 4for4 podcast. He's going to need October 4th or 5th off.
Hello there. How did you do today, Gary? He's from South Korea.
I thought you were partners, though. Now
Now in the summer, we only work singles.
Oh, well, but by then it could be all different, because that's October. You're starting to get busy again.
Yeah, we might start getting busy. Now, Think of Laura. That's from the soap opera, right?
Correct.
Okay.
General Hospital.
We have Author's Theme, one of my favorite movies from way back.
Never seen it.
You never saw Arthur with Dudley Moore?
Nope.
Arthur, he does as he pleases.
Yeah, I know the songs.
Da-na-na-na-da-na-na-na. Oh, man. And you know that this is one you have to go to all three, because he's gonna separate all of his hits.
I'll be damned if
I'm walking around World Showcase while he's playing Never Be the Same. No way.
And
no way.
You don't want to miss Arthur's song.
No. No, so that's definitely three.
But you think he's going to play Sailing at all of them, right?
You never know.
Oh, I know that. Come on, that's his bread and butter.
Yeah, I'm going to start working on getting replacements, because I definitely have to go up there for that.
I think I only know five of these songs.
Five, that's all you need. It's a 35-minute concert. He plays five 5-minute songs and talks for 2 minutes in between. He's all set.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a bunch more listed on here that I feel like I should know, because Mikey has these nerdy CDs.
And we've listened to them numerous times at 2 in the morning back in the day.
Back in the day, meaning last week?
Mm-mm.
No.
Back in our, like, staying up until 5 in the morning.
We used to have like music nights where we just get trashed and listen to CDs all night.
And Christopher Cross was in heavy rotation on those nights.
Yeah, did he just puke? Yeah, we usually start out with like Aerosmith or something. And then by the end of the night, Mikey would be pulling out the Christopher Cross. Michael McDonald.
Oh, Michael McDonald. How come he's not at Epcot?
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, are we going to move on to the next one?
Yeah, we can go October 6th to the 8th. The Devin Allman Band.
Now, I'm assuming he's like a son of one of the Allman Brothers, maybe?
I would assume so.
Because he doesn't look old enough to be an Allman Brother. He's like an Allman Nephew, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Surprised he's not called the Allman Nephew Band or something. Ragged and Dirty. I don't know that song.
I don't either.
He must just cover the Allman Brothers, right?
Yeah, probably.
I would think so. It's like the Jason Bonham Experience. He just plays Zeppelin.
Devin Allman, son of musician Greg Allman, and Shirley K. Jeffs, is a vocalist, guitarist, a keyboard player, and songwriter. He's founder and the band leader of Honey Tribe.
Don't know them either.
Yeah, I don't know any of these. Devin Allman Band. Ragged and Dirty Tour. Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard pass for me.
Yeah, we'll move on. We'll go to Dennis.
I mean, even if the Allman Brothers are there, I would pass. So having the son of one of them isn't really going to do much for me.
I would maybe see the Allman Brothers if we were there. I wouldn't make a special trip.
Now, this is one of Susie's perennial favorites. October 9th through the 11th, Dennis DeYoung, The Music of Styx.
Mm-hmm.
Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with Eugene.
You really couldn't pay me.
Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with Eugene.
That's a good one. I would go to that. Domo
arigato. I think I'd rather spend 45 minutes with my least favorite ex-boyfriend.
What's that, Susie?
I said, I think I'd rather spend 45 minutes with my least favorite ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, well, he'd probably be at the show with us.
It's possible.
Now, how about, who's this Taylor Dane, October 12th?
What do you mean, who's this Taylor Dane?
Oh, boy.
Am I about to do a lecture?
Bill.
What's this? Who's this?
Taylor Dane.
You've never heard of Taylor Dane?
No.
God, we are old.
Love will lead you back.
Well, that's not the one she's known for, though, apparently. You know the next one, too, right?
I'll Always Love You?
Yeah.
Which one? How does that go?
I'll always love you.
Tell it to my heart. Tell her that I'm the only one. Is it only me?
That song sounds good.
Body to body, soul to soul. So don't rush me. I made that mistake before. Oh, don't rush me.
Yeah, a little bit.
And then I would say my favorite Who's That Taylor Dane song is Prove Your Love. Got to prove your love.
That's the right one. That's Debbie Gibson.
If you want to be with me tonight, show your style.
That's his favorite Taylor Dane song, though. Debbie Gibson's.
I want to be your buddy. Come to mind. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, got to prove your love. If you want to be with me tonight, show your stuff. Huh? 80s
or
90s? That was 1988.
So here's a fun fact. Taylor Dane's real name is Leslie Wunderman.
Wow. That's not even a William Eric Conner.
No, it's not.
Oh, that is a must, Billy. What days are those on? Give me some good news.
October 12th and 13th. So it's a week. It's a week after you need Chanukah before you.
Oh man! And it's during the week again.
No, that's a Friday night. 12, oh. Thursday, Friday night.
Ooh, Friday night.
Have fun.
Not going to be working. I'm going to go see Taylor Dane.
Friday night, dancing to Taylor Dane.
Oh,
jeez.
And then we go October 14, 15, Jeffrey Osborne.
Rhode Island's own Jeffrey
Osborne. Rhode Island native.
On the wings of love. Is that him?
Yep.
Yes, that's Jeffrey Osborne.
In the studio with us.
And you will ever. That's Mikey's song from last year.
And you woo, 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 woo. And you woo, woo, woo. Should be mine. Oh, you should be mine. Everywhere you go, you've got to fortify my love. Mm-mm-mm.
Now, can I interrupt you for a second here? Realizing that you are, like, psyched right now. Three out of the last four have been fantastic for you. Crisscross, Taylor Dane, Jeffrey Osborne. You're like, you're going to be spending some time at Epcot, correct?
It looks like it.
Now, this next act is actually a big surprise for me to see them on there. October 16th and 17th, Postmodern Jukebox.
Oh, okay, you can take the lead on this, Billy.
Now, they're basically a YouTube sensation.
Ooh.
So they're a group of musicians, and basically what they do is they cover modern songs in different styles. So they'll take like a heavy metal song and they'll do like a jazz cover of it. They put the video on YouTube, but it's actually really interesting. I don't know how their concert would work, but there's something I think you would enjoy them. If you look them up on YouTube, just look up Postmodern Jukebox and look at some of their videos. It's actually pretty fantastic. I'm surprised they're going to be there, but I bet that's a really good show. It's interesting anyway. I'd like to see how they do that.
That is interesting, but that's a midweek thing.
That is a midweek thing, so that's not happening.
That's not happening because we will be staying overnight October 20th to 21st.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we have back-to-back.
Yes.
And back. 10,000 maniacs, new to the festival.
I am really excited. This was like my second gasp of the list.
Now, is this do they call like the fans? Are they like the 10,000 maniacs or something?
I have no idea.
So what's so good about these guys? I've heard of them. Because the Night, what is that song?
That's actually a cover of, I think, a Van Morrison song. I know them better for stuff like Eat for Two and These Are the Days. I like them. I like their lead singer, Natalie Merchant. I have some of her solo stuff. I mean, they were like junior high school for me.
I've heard of Natalie Merchant. So that sounds right.
It's good stuff.
So you think they'd put on a good show? Is what you're
yes.
saying.
And I think Mikey might even enjoy it, even though he would say that he didn't because they're too liberal. I think he would like it.
I don't know any of
these
songs.
Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night belongs to us.
They begin with like a violin. Do 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 Dun, 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 dun. What else do they sing?
They sing so much.
Do they?
Like the Weather, Because the Night, What's the Matter Here? Just going through their thing, Trouble Me. I don't know any of these songs. Hey, Jack Kerouac.
Feeling in my bones, just thinking about the weather. Quiver in my voice as if I might cry.
Okay, so Susie's on board for 10,000 Maniacs.
Susie is going to see 10,000 Maniacs.
She's booking a room, Billy.
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds good. You're not going to argue with that, are you?
No.
And then Toad the Wet Sprocket. I remember last year you were excited about them as well.
Yes, I'm very excited that they are back-to-back. I'm actually looking at their albums. I have one, two, three of the 10,000 Maniacs albums. I have two Natalie Merchant albums, I think. So yeah, definitely going to see them. Toad the Wet Sprocket, I think I have two of their albums as well. So very excited for them. All I want is to feel this way.
Yeah, I remember, I didn't know. I know the name because it's a very distinct Toad the Wet Sprocket, a very distinct, like, hippie college band. They're probably from Vermont or something, right?
I'm not sure where they're from, to be honest. I saw them at Great Woods when I was in college.
That sounds right. Let's see. Oh, Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah, that works, too.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
You like one of their songs a lot. Fall Down. No.
I don't know it.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I know it then.
He knows it. All I want, walk on the ocean, something's always wrong, fall down.
All got... I want is feel this way, to being as close, feel the same, all I want. A few of their songs.
So you're not gonna like protest these concerts. Mm-mm. You're just not Mm-mm. as amped up as Susie.
That's yep. That's an accurate statement.
That's fair.
Now then the we next... bring it way down.
Yeah, what's going on here? Like, don't get me wrong. He's a talented musician, but Kenny right. G,
Kenny October Malnick. 20,
like, how's he? He's just gonna stand there with his alto sax and go. He's known for a song, Songbird, apparently, which is probably the one I was just...
You're right, that was the one that you just did. Good job.
I mean, who's going to sit there and watch him play? Like, I could see him, like, in, you know, like, they have the random people playing at Disney Springs with, like, their hat out?
Yes! Mike has like, his Christmas album.
His Christmas stuff is fantastic.
Oh, it's good, but it's not something you see in concert. It's something you, like, put on during dinner. I don't know. I'm sure he'll bang it out. You're gonna go see him?
Oh, is this Songbird?
Yeah.
Oh, Billy, turn it up.
That's what I was singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go see him.
Yeah, but how, you can't enjoy it. What would you do? Just like sway gently? I mean, if you thought Christopher Cross was elevator music, good God, Kenny G.
Yeah, I think I might. What days are those?
He's like an MRI music. Kenny G. It's like, all right, you can't move. All right, play some Kenny G. I'll be fine.
That's a great analogy. I love it. Oh, crap.
That being said, if I was there, I'd probably check it out.
Yeah.
What's the wedding song? I bet that's super cheesy.
I bet he tells so many stories. He probably tells like 6-minute stories in between songs, all artistic. I was sitting on a beach, Southern California. Two seal pups swam by. The sun was setting, and then I saw the green wave. And then I wrote this.
He's showing a beach wedding in his little video.
Yeah, exactly.
With all the blue hairs.
Yeah.
We love you, Kenny!
Alright, October 25th and 26th, we have
Wait,
Billy...
Wait, hold on a second. I have to interrupt you, because his full name is Kenneth Bruce Gorelick.
So it's not Kenny G.
No, also not a real name.
Another William Kenneth Eric Bruce. Hunter.
Yes, exactly. Alright, I'm sorry, go ahead. William Ocean coming up on the 25th.
William Ocean on the 25th, 26th, all good songs. Caribbean Queen, everybody knows. When the going gets tough, get out of my dreams. I wanna be your doo-doo lover, doo-doo lover boy. I wanna be your doo-doo lover, doo-doo lover boy.
Wow.
Suddenly, life has new meaning to me. There's beauty up above, things you never take notice of. Wake up, suddenly, you're in love. Do 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 do, do 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 do, do 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 do.
Billy Ocean's real name, Leslie Sebastian Charles.
Wow.
Okay. Not quite the William Hunter.
No. So I take it you would enjoy a Billy Ocean concert.
I would enjoy Billy Ocean. I'm having tough time right now putting this in order.
The problem now is, though, you're getting to the point where you're going to need to take the whole month of October and November off.
Yes.
Because we have big days planned in November. regardless right. of who's playing in concert. So you got like 7-8 days there you got to be off, and then you're trying to take two or three here and there, and Cha's not going to have it.
Yeah, see, the thing is, much as Cha likes his nickels and dimes, he also likes playing golf on his days off, so...
He's not going
to
want to come.
Yeah, it's hard. Cha will work a few for you to make us some money and sell some arranger balls, but he doesn't... He wants to play his golf, too.
Yeah, I can see that. Now we have Tiffany on the 27th through the 29th.
Another solid one, isn't it, Susie?
Yeah, Tiffany's okay.
I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Okay, when I type in Tiffany into Google, apparently I've done this a few times, it pulls up Tiffany and Company, not Tiffany the singer.
Think we were alone now. Alone now. Doesn't seem to be.
Could have been now that, so right.
That was a cover. Who was that originally? I can't even remember.
I Think We're Alone Now? Yeah. Tommy and the Two Tones or...
Yeah, Tommy James and the Shondells.
Or that.
Mom.
So,
I had a Tiffany tape when I was in junior high.
Tiffany's husband that she married in 2004, his name is Ben George. That's a good name, too.
That's two first names. That's good.
You like that, right? Benjamin George.
Yeah, Benjamin George.
Wait, what's
George?
Her maiden name?
It's just Tiffany. She has one name. I don't know what you're talking about. She was born Tiffany Renee Darwish.
All right, so that's solid. She just kept her first name.
Yes.
Now, this is a skip. We'll go to October 30th to November 1st, Hanson.
So that's when I'm arriving, October 31st. So I'll skip Epcot those days, probably. Yeah, they're tied in with Disney because they have that beer that's always at the festival, so they must have it in their contract to go play, and they probably get to stay at the Grand Floridian for a few days, and you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
They might live in Florida as well. Let's see. They're from Oklahoma, but that doesn't mean anything.
In Oklahoma University Sooners.
Tulsa, actually. That's a good fight song, isn't
it? That's a great song. Did I ever tell you I bought that? I got that like a Best Buy in Minnesota. It was like the top 25 fight songs.
Oh, that's a great CD. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, Billy, it was like $1.99. It was like in that bin. And like
they
I looked
must
at
have
Susie.
Had, let me guess who's that. So they had like Wisconsin, Oklahoma,
Michigan.
They had the Gators, Michigan.
Yeah. Did they have Carolina on there?
I think they had Carolina.
Yeah.
Gator.
It was real nerdy. It was so nerdy. It was like $1.99, and like again, like we'd be up till like 4 a.m. I'd fire that thing up.
Like break into college.
This is back like when Susie would have more than one beer with me. I'm like 18 in. She's about 3 in.
Did you start like marching around like
you were leading
the band?
I had like
he always does like the trumpet lips.
That's
very disconcerting at 5 a.m. when you're half
drunk. Yeah, you had neighbors too, didn't you?
Oh yeah, sun's coming up. It's like, do I want some eggs or do I want to make myself a steak?
Marty Creeping Frog is knocking on the door.
Ah, it's gorgeous.
Keep it down.
Guys, keep it down.
I don't need to hear Boomer Sooner at 4:19 in the morning.
I'm smoking a Marlboro Red like on my front stoop.
Susie's got her cloves.
November 2nd and 3rd, we have Blue October, new to the festival, known for their song Into the Ocean.
I've heard of them.
It's funny because the name of that band sounds like you may have had that as a beer of the week.
The Blue October, yeah.
The Blue October, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know Hate Me.
Do you?
Hate me today and love me tomorrow. You must know that song, Susie. That's a WBRU classic. See what else they have that I might know.
Oh, yeah, I know this song.
Look at his eyes.
Oh, they're like emo band. Yeah.
Billy, this sounds like a band that you're listening to as you're writing your suicide letter.
I think they are.
The music's good, though.
You always know these crazy radical liberal bands, too, when they have, like, their eye makeup. They're a male and they have eye makeup.
Don't disparage Robert Smith. Robert Smith is a genius.
So was Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, that's the only song I know of theirs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we can skip that.
Wow,
that,
I'll be there. I'll check them out.
We can skip that and go see Living Color instead.
Yeah, Cult of Personality is a good song. That's the only one I know of theirs for sure.
What else do we know from Living Color?
There's another. I think they have another one that you'll know.
Like Mussolini.
Glamour Boys. Kennedy.
How's Glamour Boys go?
It's like fast, very fast paced, like kind of Scottish.
Don't know if I know them.
Yeah, Cult of, I mean, I only know the one song, Cult of Personality. I know it's like kind of a, like a cool, like, I don't know, hard to describe it, but it's a good song. Now, the last one that I'll be able to see, and I'm very, very excited about this, is Boys to Men, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. So I'll be there for this one. And I am definitely checking them out.
Tell me why, Bill.
I like almost all their songs that were popular.
Aren't they in like a Walgreens commercial now?
Probably. It sounds like that's right up their alley. And it will go to the end of the road. Da, 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 da. There's a movie where they sing a Boys to Men. Or no, it's a... Might have been a TV show. I can't even remember. But they go to like a... They end up at a funeral for somebody. And they're like all Korean. They don't speak English.
Oh, hello there.
And they start singing Boys to Men at the funeral. But they sing I'll Make Love to You over the casket. And it just cracked. The first time I saw it, it was so funny. I think it was Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Sing I'll Make Love to You. But then they were committed, so they just kept singing it.
Now, I learned something about them when I was watching the movie they did about New Edition.
Yeah.
And Boys to Men actually patterned themselves after New Edition, and they named themselves after a New Edition song.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hmm.
And one of the New Edition guys I think, like, helped them get signed.
Is the New Edition song the one that's Boys to Men?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
That's the song they were trying to sing at the funeral, and they ended up singing I'll Make Love to You instead. And that's why it was very funny. I'm trying to see if I could find a
The thing I think video. Is funny is, like, a lot of schools did End of the Road as, like, their prom theme. And, like, kind of fitting for probably where a lot of these kids are going. Probably is the end of the road for a lot of you.
Yeah, very true. So we're here. We're near the end here. So we have Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, the 9th through 11th. And that's another one I'd love to see. Missing out on them by a day.
Yeah, I would see them.
I just don't know. I mean, they're early on when Disney changes over to Christmas season. So I don't know if they play any of their Christmas songs because they have a really good Christmas album. But their regular stuff was pretty good, too. That was popular in the late 90s. Whatever it was, Zoot Suit Riot, Go Daddy-O.
Is Zoot Suit Riot them?
I don't know. They're all the same. That might have been Brian Setzer's orchestra or Cherry Poppin' Daddies or something.
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Squirrel Nut Zippers, sure. Zoot Suit Riot was Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Okay. That's a great song.
Yes. Is that Zoot Suit Riot?
You're the back of Bottle and Gin.
So we're talking totally different, but it's the same kind of music.
Right.
Which is fine.
Right, and if anybody's from Disney is listening, get Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
I think they probably will never, just based on the name of the band.
True.
But that's neither here nor there. The last one, rounding it out, we have Squeeze from November 12th to the 13th, known for their song Black Coffee in Bed, which I do not know.
Not the song that they're known for. They're known for Tempted.
Is that the... Tempted by the...
Yeah. Tempted by the... Black Coffee in Bed is a great song. Pulling Muscles from the Show is a great song. I love it.
I didn't know that was that.
Now that you've been gone, Tempted by the fruit is discovered.
That's a good song.
That's a great song.
That's a perfect cheese song.
That's a good cheese song.
That is a great cheese
song. That's a good cheese song.
That's the only song of theirs I know that I'm looking at that I can even place. What is this one here?
This is Black Coffee in Bed.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know this one.
I've never heard that song.
It's not what they're known for. That was a bad call on whoever put this website together.
They probably ask the band themselves. So
yeah,
like,
they probably
do. What are you known for? They're like, oh, we're known for Black Coffee in Bed.
And they probably, like, hate their hits.
Yeah.
They do. All these crazy bands hate their hits. Too commercialized. I know this song.
This is Pulling Muscles from the Shell.
They have some good names in this band, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
So they have Glenn Tilbrook, Chris Difford, Jules Holland, Paul Carrick, Gilson Lavis.
Jules Holland is actually like a TV presenter in the UK. He has like his own show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jules Holland. Stephen Large, Steve Big, Keith Wilkinson, Harry Kakuli. There's a lot of members in this band. I don't know how these bands can have like 18 different members over the years. They just keep replacing people.
Or people die.
Yeah, I guess. They've had like 9 keyboard players.
Then.
I don't know. That. Yeah, definitely the second half was much better than the first half of this.
Oh, much better. Much better.
I think the end leaves a little to be desired.
Mm-hmm.
The last few. November is not that strong. But that's all. I don't know. I don't have much else to add there. Do you want to take us to our second break here, Billy, and we can wrap it up?
Yeah, we'll take our second break. Alright, we're back from break. This is episode 182 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast, wrapping up Eat to the Beat concert series at Epcot 2017. And it was a bang, was it not, Mr. Klinsman?
Oh yeah, this was a good second half. The part two was definitely more solid than part one. Some good acts overall for the whole series, but the second half, you know, kicking it off in early October with Christopher Cross, and you're moving to the underrated Taylor Dane. Who's that Taylor Dane? Jeffrey Osborne. And then a few new acts, 10,000 Maniacs, Kenny G, Blue October, some new ones, Squeeze. The mix of the old and new. I'm actually impressed by the amount of new.
Yeah, they've got quite a few. A
lot of new. Usually there's only a handful.
Right, there's like three or four. Now they have, let's see, we'll count them. The Hooters, Baja Men, Lauren Elena, Mark Wills, American Authors, Devin Allman, Postmodern Jukebox, 10,000 Maniacs, Kenny G, Blue October, and Squeeze. So 11 are new this year.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
They also have a lot more days they have to fill.
Sure, of course. Yeah, so that makes sense. They had to bring some in, but even still, no Shaka Khan this year. They kind of changed it up a little bit.
Shaka Khan.
Maybe they're keeping her just for the Flower and Garden one.
Maybe.
So who's your number one on this list, Billy? I think I know, but we have to confirm the obvious here.
Number one overall seed is Christopher Cross.
That's what I figured. Who else do you like, though? Who else has piqued your interest?
Taylor Dane's number two.
Really?
Wow.
For this series. No, Air Supply is probably a solid number two. Taylor Dane's number three. I would really like to see her.
That surprises me, considering I didn't even know who she was until we started recording.
Yeah, that Taylor Dane. Yeah, so I'd say...
Who's that Taylor Dane?
I'd say for the second half, it's Christopher Cross, Taylor Dane, and Jeffrey Osborne.
Okay, those are good choices.
Jeffrey Osborne
those are all
over
right
Billy
in the
Ocean?
Too.
Yes, Jeffrey Osborne over Billy Ocean. And my top three overall is Christopher Cross, Air Supply, Taylor Dane.
Wow.
Susie,
how about
you,
Susie?
But yeah, none of those. 10,000 Maniacs, Hooters, and Toad the Wet Sprocket. Even though I've already seen Toad the Wet Sprocket.
And Clinsman's like, I only know two bands here, so
and Kenny G.
Well, no, Everclear. I would like to see Everclear. I'd like to see Boyz II Men, which I'll be able to see. And, you know, Blue October's pretty good. That was my era, my style of music, so I'll check them out as well, because I'm going to be
you
there.
You guys are
going to
have
so
a very romantic evening at the Boyz II Men concert.
Boyz II Men. Me, Jürgen, and Frank.
Yeah.
You think Frank will do a drinking around the world with us before that?
No, but he likes Boyz II Men. He's a big fan of Boyz II Men.
Really?
Is he really?
Yeah, he likes Boyz II Men a lot. He has a couple of their CDs.
Oh, jeez.
And a Christmas CD as well. So we'll be.
He's got about
seven
CDs. Most of them, Billy Joel,
maybe
Larry the Cable Guy,
Christopher Cross Christmas CD out of his personal collection to give to you.
Yeah. Does Christopher Cross have a Christmas CD?
Oh, yeah, your parents gave it to me for Christmas a couple years ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, whenever we meet right before Christmas, we usually go back to Pop and they have some silly presents for us, like mugs and stuff. And it was like a Christopher Cross Christmas CD.
We forgot that. It must still be in their room at Pop.
Oh. Yeah, you'll be sitting between me and Frank and we'll both be singing, I'll make love to you.
This is Eric.
You better get the audio recording equipment going for that.
It's going to be touching. It's going to be
that's going to be a great episode. Pour for more Frank's debut as he sings. That's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, where do you think I got my voice from?
Yeah, you definitely didn't get your pipes from Mary.
No, I got them from Frank.
Not to mention the fact that Mary's younger.
Exactly, that's a good point.
Yeah, but generation skip and all that stuff.
I don't think it works that way. All right, Bill, why don't you bring us home here?
Well, you can follow us on Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. You can follow me at Por Favor Mike. Look for us on Facebook at Por Favor Podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, Por Favor Podcast. Website, www.porfavorpodcast.com. You can email the show, info@porfavorpodcast.com. You can email me personally, mike@porfavorpodcast.com. Mr. Klinsman?
Email me, Gary@porfavorpodcast.com.
All right, thanks for listening to the episode. Is that it?
That's it for me.
All right.
Don't email me.
Don't email Susie. All right, on that note, thanks for listening to episode 182 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. For Sweet Susie down in sunny Southwest Florida, Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Mike, also in sunny Southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week.
Pop, who do you want to see?
I want to see Raha run.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dance people had a ball cause you believe on this get out. Get back Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back you play invest in mongrel. Myself, I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah. Yippee-i-yo.
Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
yippee-i-yo.
But they tell me, hey man, start up the party.
Yippee-i-yo.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I heard a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, I told you. It's nothing if you don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if you don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Cause you believe on this, get out. Get back Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back you flea invest in mongrel.
Well if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white talk, short, dealing, gassy color. Any caliber, dude, I think I knew that's why they call